Right now, though, Michael Jones joins me with a couple of movies for your consideration. How are you, sir?
Pretty good. Just a bit disappointed with the two movies that I've got for your consideration.
These are not
today.
For anyone's consideration at all.
Well, no, I think you definitely should consider them, but maybe not put them at the top of your list. I'll start with Goodbye, Christopher Robin, starring Domhnall Gleeson, Margot Robbie, Kelly MacDonald, and a young actor called Will Tilston, who plays the aforementioned Christopher Robin. This film's directed by Simon Curtis. He did a film a few years ago, My Week with Marilyn, you might remember.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, in 1918, Eleanor A.A. Milne, played by Domhnall Gleeson, returned from World War I with post-traumatic stress syndrome with a determination that all his work from then on should be dedicated to promoting peace, given his experience in the trenches. But the thing is, he also came home to a socialite wife, Daphne, played by Margaret Robbie, who had very little concept of what A.A. Milne had actually experienced in the trenches, little understanding and no sympathy for his post-traumatic stress. And by 1920, the two of them, they had a son, Christopher Robin, and within a few years, they had moved to the countryside because Milne couldn't really take it in London anymore and just needed some peace. And every loud noise reminded him of what was going on in France from 1914 to 1918. They did this so he could get writing again, except that A.A. Milne couldn't. Until during one of his wife's frequent absences and one of the nanny, played by Kelly MacDonald's, occasional absences, he was actually forced to interact with his son, Christopher.
Okay.
And it's during those first few tentative long walks in the woods and his own son's imagination that the Winnie the Pooh stories were born.
Lovely.
Just playing with his son. But the trouble is, Christopher Robin Milne ultimately became an unwitting and ultimately unwilling celebrity out of these books because, you know, obviously he named the character in the books Christopher Robin after his own son, even though their own name for Christopher Robin was Billy Moon. I don't know why they called him Billy Moon, but his official name was Christopher Robin and hence he became a celebrity Christopher Robin. The trouble is most of the film seems to focus on the creation of the stories and life before the books, as we see the gestation of the books, the long walks in the forest, the imagination and stuff. Bit some questionable upper-class Edwardian parenting techniques. And rather than the impact the whole experience finally had on the real Christopher Robin Milne, it's only in the last sort of 10 or 15 minutes that we see that Christopher actually kind of resents what's happened to him and is quite angry and gets, you know, bullied at school and becomes very reclusive and withdrawn and resentful of the whole experience. The chemistry between Gleeson and Will Tilston as father and son is terrific, and it's beautiful to watch their relationship grow from the awkward and distant to more loving and close relationship, which sort of made that change in the relationship in the last 20 minutes of the film really, really jarring. I don't know what happened there, and it just doesn't quite work. It's way too much setup time. It should have been a more gradual decline in the relationship, I believe. There's a great quote from Winnie the Pooh, which kind of summed up the film for me. Perhaps the best thing to do is to stop writing introductions and get on with the book. I mean, the film is called Goodbye, Christopher Robin, and most of it's more about, let's create some Winnie the Pooh stories.
Yeah, some weird pacing by the sounds of it.
Yeah, it's very, very odd. We'll move on to a Christmas-themed film.
Oh, fantastic.
Starring Jasper Jones as Levi Miller, Olivia de Jong, Ed Oxenbold, a couple of Americans in this one, Patrick Warburton and Virginia Madsen as well. This film is set in America, so hence you've got Patrick Warburton and Virginia Madsen. It's directed and co-written by Chris Peckover, who was responsible for a film called Undocumented. When Luke's parents, played by Warburton and Madsen, leave 13-year-old Luke, played by Levi Miller, with 18-year-old babysitter Ashley, played by de Jong, as they head out to a Christmas party, none of the three adults have any idea that Luke has more on his mind than just an evening of watching TV, eating pizza, and some garden variety sexual harassment of his babysitter. And then, just when things couldn't get any more awkward between Luke and his babysitter, a stranger breaks into the house. But then there's something not quite right with that.
Okay.
Yes, it's all very odd and weird. This is a black horror comedy. It's part Scream, part Funny Games. Did you ever see Michael Haneke's Funny Games?
I did.
The German version and the
both.
English version?
Both
versions. And they're both very, very nasty. Anyway,
yes.
Except the scenes from Warburton and Madsen, there really isn't too much funny stuff going on in this film. It's really quite a nasty little film, actually.
Interesting.
But any viewer older than 12 who's actually seen a horror film before will immediately recognise where this film is going. You'll soon work out who's naughty and who's nice. And you really have to suspend a lot of disbelief for the film to get where it's going. There are some scenarios that are just way too intricate and convoluted to actually be pulled off, let alone be very frightening. Like I said, if you're under 12 and thus probably too young to see this movie, because there's quite a bit of gratuitous violence and some adult themes, maybe you will be impressed by this little Aussie-made horror flick. Levi Miller, Olivia de Jong and Ed Oxenbold, they do give entertaining performances with some pretty derivative material that they're given to work with. But Better Watch Out really just wasn't my cup of eggnog. I'd say Better Watch Out definitely goes on the naughty list without requiring too much confirmation or checking twice.
How very disappointing, because a good horror with a Christmas theme is a delight this time of year normally, so I'm very disappointed to hear it. Michael Johns, thank you very much for that.
Pleasure.